Too late.
Welcome to Business Mentorship, Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Vasali Nakadi, who is a coach and the host of The Uncanny Link, a podcast where physics meet metaphysics, or in Vasali's words, science meets woohoo. She joins us today from San Francisco. Welcome.
Thank you, Trish. It's nice to be here.
You know, I have to tell you that I absolutely love your tagline, and I'm hoping that you can start the conversation by explaining to us where you got this amazing idea to say where science meets woohoo. I think it's fantastic.
So it's science meets woo-woo, as in woo, what people call it as woo, or what is commonly referred to as spirituality.
Right, right.
So my background is originally in science or in engineering. I used to design computer chips, and now I am a business psychic. So now I actually look into the future.
And wow. That's quite a change in direction.
Yeah, it's a big change. And essentially, I can look into the future and kind of predict what's going to happen. You can think of it almost as time traveling. And I've covered this in one episode of my podcast, where if we go back, say, thousands of years ago, during the era of the kings and queens, you know, they would have messengers who would kind of go across from one town to another to give a message. And at that time, they did not have the ability to see through space.
Right.
And today we have what is known as a GPS. I can sit here in my room and look at how the traffic is going to be if I have to go to the airport. And if you if someone had told those kings that, you know, you have the ability to see through space, they would have said, yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's where we are in the realm or in the discussion of time travel. I think most people would think it's a crazy concept, but maybe around tens or hundreds of years down the road, it will become a reality and people will look back and say, they didn't even know how to time travel.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, one of the things that, you know, maybe you can tell us a little bit about, because education is a really important thing, and you obviously spent a lot of time and energy in your profession as an engineer. And obviously designing computer chips is a huge leap from where you are right now. So tell us a little bit about your light bulb moment, because one of the things that you shared in our guest blog just before, you know, we were all locked down with COVID, was that you had a light bulb moment to start the podcast. So tell us a little bit about that journey.
Yes. So what happened is when we were in lockdown in COVID, I had this opportunity in a Facebook group where someone said that we are running a beta course to do a podcast. And I was wondering if I should do it or not. I was kind of in two minds because they weren't charging for the course, so money was not an issue. But it was not even so much about the time, but it was more about what am I going to produce? And I would go up on the hikes. I'm a fitness freak, so I would go up on hikes on the mountain in the mornings to exercise. And I was asking the universe for help, like, what should I do? And every day I would go there, the universe would kind of give me like one piece of information, then the next one, then the next one. And essentially, it was almost like a divine download where I kind of got all the information from the universe as to what I'm supposed to do for the podcast.
And so tell us a little bit about, for our viewing and listening audience who may not have had an opportunity to listen to your podcast, The Uncanny Link, tell us a little bit about what the content is and who you interview.
Sure. So The Uncanny Link, like Trish mentioned, it's about where science meets woo or physics meets metaphysics. And what I'm discussing, I have about 10 to 11 episodes up. And what I'm discussing is how we have physical senses. We also have what is known as spirit senses. And the spirit senses, they do not have the bounds of space and time. So essentially, you can see through space and see through time, which is time travel. But whom I'm interviewing or the guests I'm looking for, moving further along, because I'm doing some solo episodes, and then once I've laid the foundation, I'm looking for guests, essentially people who've had a breakthrough moment.
Wow.
Maybe they were stuck in their business, or maybe they weren't making that much progress, and they had this one moment where things turned around for them. And it was just a simple thing, like someone presents a podcast course in a Facebook group, or you just go up on a hike and suddenly you have this idea. And on the surface, it looks very ordinary, but it leads to an extraordinary breakthrough. And I think all of us have those stories inside us.
You know, that's very true, because in the Share Your Stories guest blog series, one of the comments that I hear most often from folks is saying that they had their breakthrough moment sitting at the dining room table or the kitchen table talking to their family about, you know, business or about life in general, and all of a sudden they have a light bulb moment. So to your point, I think each and every one of us do have one of those times in our life that's kind of pivotal, right? We end up moving in a totally different direction. So when folks come to you and they're looking for your insight into the future, is there some sort of an sort of intake discussion or some sort of a conversation that you have before you dive right into the kind of, we'll call it the time travel experience?
Yeah, so we have different folks who are looking for different types of information. Mm-hmm. I'll just give you an example related to money, since most people are dealing with finances and COVID. So I had this gal come to me, and she was putting a bid on a contract, and she wanted to bid the contract for like $225,000. And she came to me and she said, like, you know, I'm not sure. I don't want to lose the contract because, you know, I'm bidding too high. At the same time, I don't want to leave money on the table. So I looked at it and I said, you know, $260,000 is the right number. So she put in for $260,000 and she actually got it.
Wow.
With 35 grand raise.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's a wonderful testimonial to folks being able to connect the experience between the physics and the surreal, right? That kind of woohoo thing where you kind of go, okay, well, maybe there is something to this if you can connect the dots and actually have a positive experience. That's amazing.
Yeah, I have some more testimonials like that. I had another client, she was trying to negotiate down a settlement. So she has gone from 50 to 30. It's still in process. So I don't know where we're going to end up, but she has gone down quite a bit.
Well, you know what? We'll keep our fingers crossed for her and hope that she'll be able to find the magic number. Now, one of the things that we do in our guest blog is we asked people to share three words of advice. And I wanted you to just spend a few minutes telling us about your three words, which are universe, ordinary, and extraordinary.
Yeah, cool. So what I would like to say is that the universe disguises extraordinary breakthroughs in ordinary moments, which means that if you are looking for that golden door, such a door doesn't exist in the sense that there is no door which on the surface says that I'm the golden door. Essentially, the universe disguises these as ordinary moments. And after you open a couple of doors, you're going to find the golden door or a cascade of golden doors. And that's one of the things I discuss in my podcast about how you can make a decision, which is, there are so many times during the day that we get presented with ordinary moments, and you do not know which one of them is going to lead to a breakthrough, because on the surface, it may seem like a podcast course. It may seem like just going to a conference,
right?
But it's not that particular event. It is what it is going to lead to. So we need to kind of use our intuition and right. Kind of think carefully.
Well, that's a really wonderful explanation and a terrific way for us to end our discussion today. I'd like to thank you for spending some time with me. And to our viewing and listening audience, I hope you've had a little bit of an opportunity to be introduced to the person behind the logo in this edition of Keeping It Real. Thank you very much.
Thank you.